things I never said, bending forwards and back, losing myself when I needed you most. I've learned that I have a lot to learn. This indecisiveness, I get lost. This isn't the last time I will fall from grace. I need to be small before I can be strong. And I tried best I could to be kind. I'd like your respect, but I'd rather keep mine. I said, bending forwards and back, losing myself when I needed you most. Now it's too late, and I don't know why. I can't take you, I can't take you too hard.
This is Radio Zulu. My name is Reed. We're here under Ground Zero. Welcome back. We start tonight's show with Starcrawler doing Bet My Brains, a new song from the new album Devour You. Just came out, I think, late 2019 from Arrow to Wild and the Boys from Hipsterville, Los Angeles. That would be the Echo Park area if you're not from around here. It's a great album. Go out and buy it. They were followed by Fear, doing Demon Stickin' Pitchforks in My Brain. That's from the Have Another Beer with Fear LP, 1995. Sugar Shack did Leave It Alone. Dead Boy and the Elephant Man did Kissed by Lightning from 2006. And then Bantam Rooster did The Detroiter Part 2, an intro from the F All Y'all LP. That's from 2000. And that band featured Nick Lloyd on drums. Nick Lloyd from the legendary Dirties and later the Buzzards. They were followed by X. And here's something I never thought I would say. Here's some new music from X. I Got a Fever. It's from the Alphabet Land LP. Just came out. Still only available digitally. The vinyl record is going to have to wait for the coronavirus to pass through, I think. But you can order it online. You can order it from Bandcamp, I believe. And it's a really good album. It's funny. Last episode, I played a song by Tito Lariva, Tito and Tarantula. Tito Lariva was a founding member of Plugs and was a very important player in the original Hollywood punk scene in the mid-70s. Started his own record label, produced other acts like the Gun Club. And I was going to say at the time that I played that song last episode that it seems like old Tito was the only guy in the OG who was still writing and recording new songs. And then in the last month or two, out comes Alice Bag with an LP, Alice from The Bags, and now X. And, well, Mr. Ving, it's your move. Finally, in that set, we had the Butchies doing Salamander from 1998. This is Radio Zulu. My name is Reed. Here's Tonio.
Soul. wrong with me?
Degrees. The Queensland harsh summer heat.
She wore her blue, her dragon pants. They hugged her tight, and she would dance.
Right, finish up the set with the Neck Bones doing Double Time from the Lights Are Going Dim LP in 1999. That was a Tyler Keith project. They did, I think, two albums, if I remember, and then disbanded. He mentioned recently that the band was going to get together and do a new record this year, but it all fell apart, and so it turned into a solo release by him, which we've already played here, Radio Zulu, and we'll probably play again. Before that, Beaten Brats did Homicide. Beaten Brats are from Lyon, France. Came out just a couple months ago, 2019. And I'm going to guess that the band name is an homage to the Ramones. Beat on the Brat, get it? Before that, the Coolies did Uh-Oh. You would, I'm sure, recognize the vocals on that track, Kim Shattuck of the Muffs. It was a side project she put together just before her tragic death last year. A band that included Palmyra Del Ran and Melanie Vemin. And the record put out by Wicked Cool, that's Steven Van Zandt's label, issued, I think, I know you can get it on Bandcamp, probably get it on a website for Wicked Cool. All the proceeds of that record go to ALS Research. Go out and get that record. Before that, the Chats did Smoko from 2017. The Chats are Sunshine Coast punks from down under. And I remember in the 60s and 70s when all the Brit invasion bands sounded a lot like Americans when they sang. The conventional wisdom was, well, yeah, when you sing, you sound all the same, but not these dudes. I think Aussies sound very Australian. I'm thinking of Chrissy Amphlett, too. They don't sound like Americans when they sing. Before that, the Expats did Florida from 2020. New record. It's a father-daughter combo, originally out of Portland, Oregon, now living in Arizona. It's Inez and Kenny McLean. Really good music. Buy that, too, on Bandcamp. Get out there. Open your wallets. Support these bands. Before that, the Fastbacks did Wherever I'm Walking. Fastbacks were out of Seattle. They were around from, I think, late 79 through 2001. And we started with good old Tony O.K., the American Love Affair. That's off of the Life in the Food Chain LP, 1978. We can't get enough of Tony O. Okay, we're into the home stretch here, and we're going to start with a song about a girl that the two singer-songwriter lead vocalists of the band Love were pursuing at the same time. Stephanie Knows Who.
Mm-hmm. said I should. And I should. Yeah.
blew awfully in the haze of dawn. In a metal dragon lost in time, a skimming waves of an underground sea, in some kind of dream world fantasy. On a hot circle on a canopy, 25 a racing by a bright green sea. Ahead the dim blur of an alien land, no time to give ourselves to strange hearts and dark flax spiders bursting in the sky, reaching twisted claws on every side. No place to run, no place to hide, no turning back on a suicide ride. Tall city streets crawling through my sides, and sprouting clumps of mushrooms like a world surreal. But this dream won't ever, ever end, and time seems like it'll never be again.
30 seconds in a one-way ride, 30 seconds in a place to hide, 30 seconds in a one-way ride, 30 seconds in a place to hide.
30 seconds over Tokyo, 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 30 seconds over Tokyo,
Okay, we started the set with Love, doing Stephanie Knows Who, and her simultaneous suitors at the time were, of course, Arthur Lee and Brian McLean. They were followed by Code Blue, doing The Need from 1980. Liars did not like the other one, and that was from 1984. We finished up with Pere Ubu, doing 30 Seconds Over Tokyo from 1975. That came out on their own record label, Hyarfan, which later became Hyarpan Records. And it was inspired by the movie by the same name about the Jimmy Doolittle raid on Japanese soil, the first such counterattack after Pearl Harbor. Vocals by Crocus Behemoth, later known as David Thomas, who I think also named the band. And if you're curious, Pere Ubu was a character by absurdist French playwright Alfred Jarry, who wrote a number of weird plays in the early 20th century, with Pere Ubu as a character. Pere Ubu, of course, means Father Ubu. And so there you go. Some more useless knowledge that you can really only get here under Ground Zero. Thank you for joining me. Stay tuned for future episodes. Until next time, good night, everybody.